All right, now we're actually going to look at the synapse and how it works. And in our example, we're going to look at a synapse involving an axon and a dendrite of a second neuron. And the type of synapse we're looking at is one which is called excitatory. We'll explain what that means later. And the type of neurotransmitter we're going to use is a common neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. So the first thing that happens is the action potential is traveling along the axon and arrives at the terminal of the axon. And when it does that, calcium-regulated, voltage-regulated channels open, and calcium rushes into the cell from the extracellular fluid. When the calcium rushes into the cell, what it appears to do is it appears to in some way activate proteins, which we call snare proteins. And these snare proteins are needed in order for vesicles to fuse with the cell membrane and release their contents into the synaptic cleft. So the terminal axon of the axon is filled with little vesicles full of chemicals called neurotransmitter. In this case, the neurotransmitter is acetylcholine. And when the voltage-regulated channels open, calcium rushes in, the snare proteins are activated, and these vesicles are now able to fuse with the cell membrane and release their contents via exocytosis into the synaptic cleft. So the neurotransmitter acetylcholine goes out into the synapse, diffuses across the synapse, and binds onto the postsynaptic cell, which in this case is a dendrite, and attaches onto protein receptors in the cell membrane. And these protein receptors are also channels, so they're chemically regulated channels. And when the neurotransmitter binds onto the channels, it will cause the protein channels to open. And when they open, they're not specific like our voltage-regulated channels, so they allow both sodium and potassium to move. Now this seems rather strange, because if sodium's coming into the cell and potassium's going out, presumably there won't be any change in potential. However, a little bit more sodium will come into the cell than potassium will go out, because sodium's got two gradients working in its favour. One is the chemical gradient, and the other is an electrical gradient, because the inside of the cell is negatively charged. So a little bit more sodium comes in, and that causes the membrane potential to change. It might go from, say, minus 70 to minus 60. This is not an action potential. Okay? It's a small change in potential, and it's known as a graded potential. And graded potentials last for a reasonable period of time, and they're able to move from the dendrites across the cell body and get to the first part of the axon, where they will hope to create an action potential. Now, so long as your neurotransmitter is bound onto those protein receptors, and hence the chemically regulated channels, they'll be open and sodium will be flowing in and information will be passing on. So what happens when you no longer want the channels to remain open? So there's various things that can happen. Either the neurotransmitter can be broken down by enzymes, or it can be taken back up into what we call the presynaptic cell, which in this case was the axon, or they can simply diffuse away from the synapse. And excitatory synapses are not the only example of synapses. One can also have inhibitory synapses, which we'll talk about later.